Athabasca. One of two charges laid after Athabasca RCMP executed a search warrant and recovered millions of dollars in stolen property from a rural residence was dropped and the second altered after the matter's first appearance in court. Related. Athabasca RCMP recover multi-millions in alleged stolen property. A representative for accused Kyle Cushing's lawyer Sean King made an appearance in Athabasca Court of Justice January 27, as did Specialized Crown Prosecutor Dane Bullerwell. Cushing was charged with one count of altering or removing vehicle identification numbers, VINs, and one count of possession of stolen property over $5,000 after RCMP tracked a reported stolen vehicle to a chop shop operating outside of town in December. The Crown applied to withdraw the charge of removing or altering VINs from stolen property, a request Justice Gregory Rice allowed. Bullerwell said the RCMP are still investigating and further steps may be taken in the future. That's the problem, that's what happens when you charge before search warrants are done, said Rice. It's my whole drug thing, guys, don't charge, please don't charge, because the clock's ticking. Good luck on that, Mr. Bullerwell, said Rice. Bullerwell also applied to have Cushing's charge of possession of unspecified stolen property amended to reference a specific Depker trailer found during the late December search, complete with a VIN number, a change also approved by Rice. There were two search warrants executed in relation to the search of this property, and the RCMP laid this information before the second search warrant had been fully executed, said Bullerwell. The Crown requested a one-month adjournment to deal with incoming disclosure on the case. Cushing's matters will be seen again in Athabasca Court February 24.